Today is April 16th. Pastor is saying to us, power to heal. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Did you know that when it comes to healing the sick, we are the ones God asked to do it? He gave us power to heal. In our theme scripture, the Lord Jesus didn't say, the believing one shall pray to me to heal the sick. Rather, he said, they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall be healed. Then in Luke chapter 10, verse 9, he was just as direct when he sent his disciples out to preach the gospel. He said, heal the sick, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Also he told them, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 to 8. Remarkably, he didn't say, pray for the sick. Rather, he said, heal the sick. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, Peter exemplified this authority to heal the sick when he encountered a man who had been crippled from birth at the temple gate. He declared, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. This wasn't a plea or a prayer. Peter simply acted on the words of the Master. He used the name of Jesus as a powerful instrument. In Acts chapter 3, verse 16, he further emphasized the power of the name of Jesus when he said that faith in his name had made the formerly lame man strong, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. One of the most beautiful things about Christianity is the blessing of using the name of Jesus. When you speak or proclaim healing for the sick, in his name, your words are effective, producing exactly what they talk about. Even now, go ahead and make declarations in his name about your health and that of your loved ones. Proclaim healing for many today who are sick and in hospitals. Hallelujah. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for granting me the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus and bring healing and health to the sick. Even now, I proclaim healing for many today who are in hospitals and might have been given up to die. The handwriting of death concerning them is canceled, and they are restored to sound health. In Jesus' name. Amen. For further study, please read Luke chapter 9, verse 2, Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32, and Ruth chapters 1 to 4. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 11, verses 13 to 24, and Psalm chapter 119, verses 105 to 128.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.